After each game, we try to figure out the grade for the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He is the reason why there is such excitement here and the thought of why this team could potentially win a championship. He was 23 of 34, 257, no touchdowns, one pick, three carries, 26 yards. What's your grade, Clint, as our quarterback for C.J. Stroud?
I'll go C+. I'll go C+ for C.J. Stroud. Again, I want to remind everybody, I grade. I want to speak for everybody else. I'm grading C.J. Stroud on a top five quarterback scale. What those guys do week in, week out, and if they don't play up to that standard, then we hold it against them. And look, I think this was a game where he executed the game plan well early on. What he was asked to do, he working low to high, working the quick game, accurate in the screen game. But this boils down to red zone etiquette, if you will. The turnover. I don't know if they were quite in the red zone yet, but it was damn near. The turnover. That's a throw to Nico Collins. That ball is. I mean, when you throw a ball to Nico Collins and Nico can't even get a hand on it, you know how bad of a miss that is. I mean, that is.
I mean, Hooker was beat. He just happened to be standing in the right place of the ball.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look. You can argue that he missed his spot by 6 to 8 yards on a ball that shouldn't have traveled in the air more than 15-20 yards max. When you do what you did last year and you're viewed as a top five quarterback, you can't that can't happen. Not on that spot in the field and not to that receiver, one of your best guys. That and the miss to Tank Dell on 3rd and 1.
I gotta know who made that call.
Oh, I hate the call. I mean, I
gotta know. Like, it was fast and rushing up, whatever. I don't know. Like, whoever, I think Bobby gets it, because even if you gave him the ability to run up and make that call, we can't be making that call on 3rd and inches. But who the hell made that call? Although he was open and the throw should have been completed, that shouldn't even have been
the
thought.
Call. He's
wide open, CJ.
Hate the call.
That was CJ,
and I'm
or
glad.
Bobby, I don't know.
I'm glad you bring that up because, again,
what was that?
This is there's more to it with CJ than just the bad throw. Again, another ball that is unacceptably bad. Like, again, we look at it's an incomplete. That ball missed its mark by damn near 10 yards.
It could have been pick six.
Yes.
It could have been pick six the way he missed it. And he was open.
Yeah. Yeah, open for the first down. And so those two misses killed drives and were like, again, unacceptable misses for what we know C.J. Stroud is capable of doing. Now, I think there's some kind of injury, which we'll talk about that later on. Mm. But the other part to this is at some point, and I know CJ's young, and most fans understand that I'm not going to let the greatness of CJ Stroud last year put me in a position where I'm putting unfair expectations on the kid, right? I'm not saying he should be here yet, but we need CJ to get here sooner rather than later. When that play comes in, 3rd and 1, you've got to be aware of what you're doing, who you're playing, who's in the backfield, and to me, the quarterback's got to go, wait a minute. It's 3rd and 1. Understand the situation. You turn around and you hand the damn football to Joe Mixon in that situation. So at some point, I want C.J. Stroud to get to a spot where he saves Bobby Slowick from those kind of calls. Again, not complaining that he's not there yet, but if you're going to be mentioning the top five quarterbacks in the league, which I think he strives to be, and time to time he actually is, those are the kind of game management type situations where you got to make the coach right. I think he played a B+ level quarterback, if we're being honest. But I think when you make those two big misses and big mistakes in critical situations, kill drives, I got him at a C+.
Yeah, as I see here on the 5-hour energy fan text line, I see CJ was a solid B-. CJ was a C. I was at the game. I give CJ a B-, but I see some light at the end of the tunnel. He was on the injury report with the hand, probably caused some of his inaccuracy. The line blocked well, and his feet looked less happy he'll be graded at an A next week. Book it. Someone text in. I'm with a B, C minus, C as well. Yeah, I'm in the C range. Also,
I said C plus, correct?
Yeah, C plus. Okay. I'm in the C range. They're just misses that we're starting to see to pop up that are just like he missed Dalton Schultz on a quick little pass that would have, you know, put you in a third and short type of situation.
I think Tank had two catches where the ball's low for some reason.
Low, and if he catches it, he can run. He can move on one of those. Just off, right? And I think I heard Chris Sims say this last week. When you think about the top two guys coming into this season that were the most accurate quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and him, not shocking that they play games similarly. But he has just been off on throws. And he made the one that was off. I see someone texting and said, it looks like Nico went in and he threw it out. No, that was just a miss. Like, he saw where he was going. That was just a miss.
One of them, I can't remember which one it was because I haven't gone back and watched it again yet. But one of them, he's stepping hard left, and it looks like he's trying to execute almost like a no look or kind of looking the safety off with his shoulder and then kind of trying to, you know, one of them exotic Pat Mahomes type throws.
Arm angle thing.
Yeah, which I hate other guys trying to do that. I'm okay with Pat doing it. He's won championships with it. I hate other guys trying to do it. So
he can stop doing it too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
Some of it's weird because it's not a one off.
Yeah.
We're starting to see it a little bit more where he's becoming more, you know, not more and more, but just flare ups of inaccuracies that catch you off guard because he threw the pick, and the other one on the third and one, again, inches. I don't know whose call that was. I'll assume Bobby till I hear anything different. Yeah, though they rushed it real quick. They ran up on the line of scrimmage real quick to do that. But
what happened before that? Something was questioned.
Joe Mixon ran the ball, and it looked like it was questioned if he was the first. Because I remember Courtney say, is that a first down? Maybe they thought it was a first down. That's why they got up there and ran that play real quick. I don't know, but it was whatever it was stupid to come out and pass it. Now, he was wide open, and the ball, and you would expect that he would make that easy throw, but he missed that one so bad, Clint, that it was thrown so far inside that the DB, if he would, you know, running like hell to try to get back to catching up to where Tank was, that would have been a pick six and could have kind of, I don't know, changed the game, but it would have made the game feel tighter than it should have been. So, I don't know, Clint. I know you've been saying there's something maybe off with him because that's what I'm saying. This isn't a one-off. This is multiple times here in the last couple of games we're seeing him just off. We've seen him miss Dalton Schultz a couple of times on that similar route that he missed him on yesterday. And as you said, I think we talked about it before. You think something may be up with him.
Well, I thought when he popped up on the injury report, Ron, I thought that was his left hand. And so I didn't think much.
Right.
I misread it or misheard it, whatever.